Father and Son, the Holy Spirit, and God, I meant today is the 12th day of the blessed month of Kiyach. May God begin it in goodness and in for us in peace and tranquility. All our sins and iniquities are forgiven. Through the mercies of our Lord, O my Father, my brethren, Amen. On this day of the year 575 of the martyrs, the blessed Saint Abba Yahnes Kaima, the priest, departed. The saint was a native of Shubra Manthu of the region of Sahilgar. His parents were pious Christians and he was their only child. They raised him on the Christian manners and taught him the church subjects. They forced him to marry against his will. When he was alone with his wife, they prayed for a length of time. Then he said to her, "My sister, you know that the world and all its lusts will go away. Do you agree with me on keeping our virginity?" She replied, saying, "This also is my wish, and now the Lord has granted me that what my heart desired." They mutually agreed to live a life of celibacy. When they lay down on their bed, the angel of the Lord came and covered them with his wings. Because of their holiness, God planted a vine to cover their place of sleep as a sign of their purity. For what they did was above human nature, and God's divine power and care kept and guarded them. One day, St. John said to his wife, "My sister, I desire to go into the wilderness to become a monk, and I cannot do that without your permission." She gave him her permission, and he placed her in one of the Virgin's convents. There she became a virtuous nun, and later on she became the abbess of the convent. However, St. John, the angel of the Lord, guided him to the wilderness of Cities. There he became a monk under the guidance of a holy elder called Darudu in the monastery of St. Macarius. He stayed with the saint, learning from him moral excellence and various virtues until he received his last blessing. Then the angel of the Lord commanded him to go to a little west of the monastery of St. John the Short, and to build for himself a monastery there. He went and did as the angel commanded him. 300 monks gathered around him, and he taught them the prayers, the praises, and the monastic virtues. One night, St. Athanasius the Apostolic appeared to St. John to encourage him. Another time, the pure Virgin St. Mary appeared to him and told him, "This is my dwelling forever, and I shall be with your children as I have been with you, and this monastery will be named after me." Then she gave him 3 golden dinars and told him, "Take these and keep them, and the blessing of my Son Jesus Christ will be with you all forever." When St. John Kaima completed his good demeanor, he departed in peace. His children, the monks, buried his pure body in his monastery with great veneration. Then his body was relocated to the monastery of St. Mary, known of the Syria as the Syrian Monastery, where his body is still present, a blessing for the monks and the visitors. The blessing of his prayers be with us all. Amen. On this day also, the Holy Father Abba Abshay of Mount Tud departed. He was an ascetic worshipper since his young age. He read often the prophecy of Jeremiah the prophet to the point that he saw him in person often. He did not give his body any rest for his many vigils, prayers, and prostrations. When he finished his good endeavor, he departed in peace. They placed his body in the church which had a well of water. The Lord manifested many signs and healings for all who used this water. His monastery still exists, located in the region of Tud, east of Armanut, and is called the Monastery of the Saints, wherein also is the body of the Holy Father, Saint Piscentius. May the blessing of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.